A day of action is aimed at the Federal Communications Commission by Internet Freedom Advocates, and Internet Fast Lanes are at the heart of the dispute. The FCC is proposing that service providers like Comcast and Verizon be allowed to charge more for outfits like Netflix or Hulu to use higher download speeds while others are stuck in slower lanes. This, critics say, would violate the principle of net neutrality. Sarah Arnold of The Nation says media outlets like her publication would be discriminated against.
Alternative media outlets which couldn't pay for the faster service, their content would download slower, so readers could get frustrated, could give up on accessing the content. So we would have less access to hearing from marginal voices.
A rally is set for this morning outside the FCC headquarters in Washington, and events have been organized at 20 of the 24 FCC field offices around the country. Now, a broader issue is whether the internet is a public utility or a common carrier and should be regulated like phone service is, or whether it's an information service. Arnold says The Nation has a position on that.
Calling on the FCC to reclassify broadband as a public utility, so they would be able to regulate it more strictly in the public interest and ensure real net neutrality.
The big cable and phone companies in the internet business want the internet to remain an information service with minimal government oversight. In addition, if the proposed changes are approved, consumers can expect to pay more, says Tom Salonik, the founder and CEO of Egan-based software consulting firm Intertech.
At the end of the day, the purpose of a business is to make money. When businesses have higher expenses, it gets passed along to the consumer. There is no rich uncle or Santa.
A vote by the FCC would only be a first step. It could approve what's called a notice of proposed rulemaking and call for public review and comment on the draft proposal. For Public News Service, I'm John Michelson.